Now I have a little piece from Craig Cox, and he's been in and out of the Occupy Dame Street campaign, which has been going on for a few weeks. So this is Graham and his report on it.
Early last week, the Occupy Wall Street camp, one of the symbolic originators of the international Occupy movement, was subject to a violent eviction.
Hundreds of police officers, some dressed in riot gear, descended on Zuccotti Park and presented the activists that have been camped out there with letters, ordering them to temporarily evacuate the park. And the activists were told that all the tents were going to be removed by the police officers. Police claimed it was a health issue and that the park needed to be inspected.
The action by New York police is indicative of a shift regarding the conception of the global movement, in that the novelty has faded and a more interesting but difficult to define character has developed.
You know, it's not just going to get bigger and bigger. Sometimes something goes as far as it can in the form that it's in, and then you have to change or try something different. So I think the main kind of, in terms of going forward, the main thing is to start trying to connect with other groups or other protest movements or other campaigns that are going on.
The reaction to the Wall Street eviction from other Occupy camps who rallied in support has not been the loss of idealistic momentum that might have been expected. Instead, it has been an indication of how amorphous and varied the structuring of the various Occupy camps are.
It's evolving and changing and growing, and it's becoming more structured, and there's some amazing activists there, you know, that believe and see change.
Given that the nature of the Occupy tag is that it's merely a label with which to identify, and that although the camps share common aspects, such as the human mic system, consensus-based decision-making, or a dismissal of party political affiliations, each has its own structure, it's not surprising to see that the Occupy Dame Street camp has come increasingly to function as a solid, autonomous entity.
How's it holding up now? Because you've been there over a month.
It's holding up well. We've got a new kitchen coming in on Sunday. Somebody's coming to construct the kitchen, which is going to be amazing, because as you can see, that tarpaulin, if the snow comes, which it will, that'll collapse in, you know. So
as the day-to-day maintenance of the camp becomes more efficient, a major concern for the residents and organisers is how the Dame Street movement can also become more efficient in its operations and in realising its goal of practising participative democracy.
I think there's a lack of experience among us all of actually directly participating in democracy and working together to create decisions that can bring everyone along.
Yeah.
But then that's a question of time and experience
and
getting used to it. But definitely the assemblies need to become much more effective as an organisational tool, as a decision-making forum, in order for the movement to grow.
And how do you think you could do that? How do you think you could make it more effective?
I think it would be much more effective if there was more people at the General Assemblies,
right,
to be honest with you, because I think if you had a greater section of society, I think the problems that are out there would, the kind of concrete problems would come to the fore, and then the movement could focus on addressing concrete issues. At the moment, I think we still focus too much on the general level, you know?
Yes.
On the kind of blanket denunciation of, you know, the system or whatever, in these kind of very general and sometimes abstract terms.
While the actual refinement of the discussions at the daily held General Assemblies is ongoing, another major issue is how to broaden the movement's activities.
We're having a lot of events here between music, we're probably going to try to have film screenings, we do workshops on various issues, there's workshops on NAMA, on the process of NAMA, on the structure of NAMA, there's workshops, there was a workshop the other day from the Anti-Racism Network on racism.
While there is a constant thread of outreach and activism, such as a pop-up soup kitchen held on Grafton Street, solidarity protests outside of the US Embassy, or the daily Occupy University workshops and talks, a big concern is how to establish strong ties with other groups.
Well, there's some campaigns and groups that we have got good communication with on an ongoing basis, like Spectacle of Defiance, for example, which is a kind of network of community groups, people affected by cutbacks to community development and related services. So with some we do, and we're getting there. But with others we don't, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is an outreach working group now, which is coming together and which is going to start focusing on that.
Yeah, you know, there has been talks of bringing ourselves together with the Socialist Workers' Party at marches and things, and there are some people who are opposed to that idea.
Yeah.
Because they don't want any affiliation with political parties, you know. The SWP have a Enough is Enough campaign.
Yeah, yeah. And there's talk about joining ties with that.
Yeah, for one march now, the basis was that there would be no political banners used. And I was all for that. I'm all for branching out. I believe that we need to do it. I think it can be a positive expansion,
yeah,
pretty much, but done with caution to all groups. And personally, where I'm at, I would love to see charities coming in. And, you know, the Simon community, Focus Ireland, have been really good with us, you know,
yeah,
helping out the people on the streets in Dublin. And for them to come and fundraise for themselves at marches, and just a collective, because power in numbers, it comes back to that, power in numbers, power in...
Well, I guess, I mean, I'm assuming that the main worry for people who would object to getting involved with the Enough campaign is that they would then impose their own political values. Or, like, the Occupy movement would then come to be associated with their political values, and that could be a negative, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, that's pretty much where some people are at.
Yeah.
Exemplified by a proposal brought to General Assembly, the Dublin Council of Trade Unions, in organising a major demonstration, which was blocked by a small group of people. It is the consensus-based approach to decision-making, which has been the main cause in slowing Occupy Dame Street's establishment of ties with other campaigns and initiatives.
Time should be taken to make those decisions. And if the process slows it down a little bit, but we end up with a much better result, that's a good thing.
Sometimes the openness and the fluidity that might be there in the beginning is lost. You become set in certain patterns. Stuff gets taken for granted. And a kind of a micro-culture develops that then it's difficult for other people to get involved in.
What's obvious about the Occupy Dame Street camp is that there's a real willingness on the part of everyone involved to challenge any possible stagnation and to keep the movement fluid and ever experimenting. Again, it's urged that people try to attend one of the workshops or general assemblies, held daily at 5 or 6 respectively, or log on to OccupyDameStreet.org to take part in this effort to establish broad and constant discussion throughout Ireland and to create a forum in which issues that seem insurmountable to the individual can be taken on collectively.